It's official, if you hadn't already noticed. You're being fleeced at the petrol pump, according to a Commerce Commission report. The market studies found that many fuel companies are highly profitable and getting better returns than might be considered reasonable. It's also found that the $10 billion a year sector isn't as competitive as it could be, in part because the main players control much of the infrastructure, have limited incentive to compete on the wholesale market, and it's tough for new players to get in on the game. A short time ago, I spoke to the Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister, Chris Farfoy, and asked him if anything in the report came as a surprise.
We have concerns, but it's nice to have the cold hard evidence based on the stuff that the Commerce Commission can now get their hands on because they have the market study power. But for some time we thought that something wasn't right in terms of competition and the prices that people are getting charged at the pump. And I think the Commerce Commission being able to, very clearly say that these margins are higher than what they should be if we had a competitive market, proved that those suspicions were well-founded.
So you thought we were getting fleeced and, well, actually we are getting fleeced.
Yeah, and look, the challenge now is for the Commerce Commission to finish its report. They have to do that, or they will do that by December. And then the government is already committed to making sure that we take whatever action to increase competition, whether it be structural or whatever we may look at, or what recommendations the Commerce Commission might come back with, to make sure that, we're committed to making sure that Kiwis get a fairer deal at the petrol pumps.
So if you're committed to make sure that Kiwis are getting a fairer deal, you're committed to, well, go full noise with this, then bring in legislation if it's required, bring in regulation?
If required, obviously the Commerce Commission has made some draft recommendations. My colleague Megan Woods, as Minister responsible for energy, has also behind the scenes been doing some work in preparation for this. So when we get the final report from the Commerce Commission, we're going to act pretty swiftly to make sure whatever changes need to be made can be made.
So in this term, Minister, do you anticipate that you'll make the changes in this term?
Well, I said earlier to reporters as soon as possible, and that would be, that would be my aspiration. We've given the
aspiration. There's that word again, Minister. So, how about a definitive answer? Will you do it in this term?
Well, my hope is, and the government's hope is, that depending on what the Commerce Commission comes back with, we can sort these issues out within this term.
Well, it's already made some very strong suggestions, so you could get your ducks in a row. So let's look at some of the specifics, which are, it's saying that the fact that the big players have control of the infrastructure makes it a really tough market to get into. So are you going to look at forcing them to share that infrastructure?
We'll take a good look at those recommendations, Lisa. I'm not going to make decisions now. As I say, it's a draft report, and quite fairly, I think some of those in the market are going to get a chance to respond to it. In December, we'll look at all the recommendations that the Commerce Commission makes. I'm not going to make those decisions here on checkpoint, but what I will say is we'll look at that report. It's already given us a pretty good steer as to what they think the problems are, and we'll make some decisions once we have the final report back from the Commerce Commission.
There's going to be a bunch of people standing at the pumps listening to the radio in their cars right now thinking, why? Why is he waiting? He said, he's told us in this interview that it's no surprise about this. None of it's a bolt out of the blue. In fact, the previous government did a report on it. When are you going to commit to some solid changes?
Well, to be fair to us, Lisa, I think we've told you that we're committed to making sure that we're going to make the system fairer and bring in some more competition.
The market study process
will finally finish in December. It's the first one. We want to make sure the Commerce Commission can do its job first, and then I think we need to be careful about how we go about what changes we may bring in to ensure, again, that New Zealanders get a fair deal at the petrol pump. I think we're not going to rush that, but now we have the evidence from the Commerce Commission in a draft form, but I think it obviously has some weight, that something's not right, and at the end of the year they'll give us a final report and we'll work on that as soon as they give it to us.
Okay, so this industry has had time off its own bat to be more competitive. So do you see this as being a negotiation with them or going straight to legislation? Is it going to be carrot or stick?
Well, I guess what will be interesting, Lisa, is how the industry responds to the findings and the recommendations in the report. I haven't heard to date anything since 8:30 this morning when the report came out in response to that. So their attitude, I don't know. But what is quite clear from independent competition and consumer watchdog is that the market isn't working properly, and that is having an effect on what New Zealanders pay whenever they go and fill up their car. We're not happy with that. We're going to wait for the Commerce Commission to finish their report before we start talking about how we'll tackle that. But as you say, obviously they've given us some pretty clear indications.
Zed has already come out saying this looks like a return to a regulated market. Is it going to be back to the future?
Well, you know, that's their opinion. I think what they need to realise is that, you know, 6 billion litres of petrol and diesel are consumed every year in New Zealand, and that costs New Zealanders a hell of a lot of money. We've now got hard evidence that, to a degree, they are charging or getting a margin what the Commerce Commission thinks is over and above what they should be getting. And I think they need to think about very carefully about what their message is to the public. They're interacting with them every day, and at this stage, the Commerce Commission is saying people are paying too much.
So a little bit of regulation wouldn't go amiss then, in your view?
Well, you know, I'm not going to get into what we're going to do yet, so I'm going to wait for the final report of the Commerce Commission. But, you know, I think, you know, there's a pretty clear message for the fuel companies in the report released today.
So if the message is clear...
And that something will happen.
Sorry to interrupt, Minister, but you're saying the message is clear. The information's there in black and white. You've got the Prime Minister using the term fleeced. Why do you need to wait to do something?
Well, because this market study isn't over, Lisa. There has to be a right of response to the fuel companies, and that's why the draft report has been released today. Interestingly, I think we'll await what they have to say. And the deadline from the very outset of this process for this market study to be reported back is December. The Commerce Commission has had a year. We're going to let them do that. This is, you know, tangentially, this is the first report that they have done. So I think out of respect to them and the process, letting that get finished so they can come back with, you know, precise feedback and recommendations is what we committed to at the beginning of the process, and we're going to stick to that.
Okay, one thing that really stood out in this report, in my view, was the Commerce Commission says that the major players, well, they know they've got a hold on the market, so there's no need for them to offer competitive wholesale deals. And they're also sharing a bunch of information with each other about their operations, which again prevents others getting into the market. Is that anti-competitive behaviour, Minister?
I don't think the Commerce Commission went that far, but I think it's an interesting point. And I guess these are the recommendations and the findings of the Commerce Commission at this stage. Obviously, they don't think that that market system as it's structured at the moment allows enough competition, and then that flows on to prices. So, as I say, they'll probably give the industry the chance to feedback. They may not agree with it, and if they don't, we'll hear about that in December.
The report made no judgment on whether these big players crossed that line into anti-competitive behaviour, but the Commerce Commission said it could investigate further. Are you going to invite them or ask them to investigate further and ascertain whether that is anti-competitive behaviour?
Look, that's something that, as you know, they're independent. If they thought that something was there, they would look at it. I don't give, other than asking them to undertake a study, I don't give the Commerce Commission any instructions. If they think that there's something to look at, they've got a pretty good track record of looking at it.
OK, well, let me put it another way, Minister. Doesn't that smell a bit rotten to you? That sharing of information, which the report finds and says that the big players can provide no reason for them to share that level of information. So does that smell a bit rotten to you?
Let me put it this way, Lisa. There is a lot in that report that concerns me and I think would concern New Zealanders. The rightful thing to do now is to give those in the industry the ability to respond. If they think that there are things in the report that aren't right, or if they will actually agree with things in the report, that is the consultation that has started now is their opportunity to do that. We'll get the results of all of that in December, and then I think we can start cracking on to making sure that we do ensure there's a fairer deal for New Zealanders at the petrol pump.
The Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister there, Chris Farfoy. We were keen to talk to several of the big oil companies to get their views on the study, but neither Mobil or BP would be interviewed this evening. Mobil says it's still assessing the preliminary findings, but that it has engaged consistently and actively with the Commerce Commission to progress their study. It says it will continue to do this, and it considers that the information it has supplied to the Commission to date confirms its position that the retail fuel market in New Zealand is healthy and fundamentally competitive. And BP's statement was similar, also speaking of its desire to continue engaging with the Commission. Managing Director Debbie Bofa says it's not clear yet what impact the draft options for change identified by the Commission could have at the pump and how these options might work in practice. But she says BP does want to better understand some of the analysis and the potential outcomes of the draft options.